Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 1st of October. The next act in the political theatre of the United States is underway, with the US Congress failing to either change the rules or pass the necessary legislation under current rules to keep the government open. Of course, not all of the government is shut down, but quite a lot of it is. A lot of the effects are reversible, assuming the play acting doesn't go on too long and that people who are temporarily laid off get back pay. But for economists and markets, it does mean an absence of economic data. So can the golden age of information step up and private sector data fill the void? It cannot. Private sector data is like looking at a room by peering through a keyhole. You can see clearly, but you can only see part of the bigger picture. Government data is like opening the door to the room. Private sector data relies on government data to model what is happening outside of its field of vision. Add in the uselessness of politically partisan survey evidence and the rapid structural change of the global economy, and any illusion of precision that is offered by private data starts to fade away. Some releases are better than others. Things like credit card data offers more insight than a sentiment poll, for instance. But the whole picture is now missing. US President Trump's nominee to be the next Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner appears not to have enough votes in the Republican-controlled Senate to be confirmed, and their nomination has been withdrawn. This matters to markets, partly because some investors have expressed concerns about the independence of economic data, but also because it reminds investors that presidential nominees may, under certain circumstances, fail to be confirmed. With the role of US Federal Reserve Chair up for confirmation next year, that is a market-relevant consideration. Euro area consumer price inflation is due today. The various provincial numbers were slightly erred to the upside relative to consensus, but not in a way that is likely to change expectations about policy stability from the European Central Bank. As a result, markets are not likely to exhibit a great deal of interest in today's data. Japan's Tankan sentiment survey of companies was so completely in line with market expectations as to generate only limited interest. Capital spending plans were about the only surprise to the upside, and one might detect a whiff of artificial intelligence enthusiasm about those particular numbers. AI will also have helped South Korean export numbers, which were stronger than expected, with semiconductor exports leading the way. Adjusting for calendar effects, exports did actually fall in year-on-year terms. They just fell less than the consensus expectation. And exports to the United States fell notably. As this data is for goods put on border ship in September, US importers from Korea will now be paying the latest round of tariffs. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.